Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This week's Loud and Local Band of the Week is Sorsha. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Sorsha. You want to find out where you can get their music? Just go to the BJ Migs page of KISW.com.
Really digging their sound, and they've been working with Tad Doyle, who's just awesome. They recorded at his studios. They also worked with Jack and Dino finishing up the record. It's a full length that's out right now, and they're also going to be putting out an EP on July 16th that features a 16-minute epic song called Death by Design.
And you can catch a lot of local music Sunday nights on a show we call Loud and Local. Starts at 8 o'clock Sunday. Two solid hours of great Pacific Northwest music. Bands like Sorsha. Friday, everyone. Go out and do something fun.
Okay.
I will.
All right, then.
Nice.
What are you going to do?
Oh, tomorrow, I'm I'm actually going to be playing in a hockey game, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Wow.
Somehow I've become part of the NHL alumni. And I'm playing a pros versus Joes game. It's like a Kraken alumni thing, which granted, there's no alumni for the Kraken, obviously, because team hasn't started, but there's a lot of former pros that live in town. Steve Konowalczyk, Jamie Huscroft, Tanner Glass, Jim McTaggart, and a few others as well. And they're putting on a game called Pros versus Joes. Well, one way to be able to like even the odds is to grab a crappy goalie like myself and have me be their goaltender.
Nice.
So I'm going to be playing. I'm the first ever drafted Kraken member. So
true,
I should be part of the Kraken alumni. That's going to be tomorrow night. over at the new Snoqualmie Snow King Arena.
Nice.
The new hockey arena that was set up over at Snoqualmie.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, or rink. It's not necessarily an arena, but it's going to be a lot of fun, man. A lot of people have raising money for charity and things along those lines. I'm super pumped. Nervous, but pumped.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So for one night, I get to say I'm part of the NHL alumni.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
So put it on the resume, baby.
You know what? Why not? Right, BJ?
First draft.
That's what I would do.
First drafted Kraken goalie and part of the NHL alumni. Right there. Steve Miggs, everybody. Boom.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Adam and Shelton. Adam, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Adam.
All right, Steve, Mr. NHL, get out of here.
For those playing at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Adam, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Which actress starred alongside George Clooney in the 2013 movie Gravity?
Sandra Bullock.
Yes. Stanley Marsh is a character from what animated sitcom?
Family Guy.
No.
Pass.
What year of the early 2000s did the first Halo video game come out?
2000, 2001, 2002.
2001, yes. What is the real first name of rapper Missy Elliott?
Missy.
No.
Pass.
Lincoln is the capital of what U.S. state?
Nebraska.
Yes. What festival was billed as 3 days of peace and music?
Woodstock.
Yes. What color is the L in the typical Google logo?
Blue.
No.
Orange.
No.
Red.
No. What material are jeans made of?
Denim.
Yes. What word beginning with the letter D describes a series of rulers from the same family?
Dynasty.
Yes. Who is Mila Kunis married to?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Well, I don't know if denim is a material or if that's just what you call it. Isn't it cotton?
Is
that what you were looking for,
that's
cotton?
That's exactly what I was looking for.
But I don't know. I was sort of confused like you, Rev. I appreciate the fact that you gave it to him anyway.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, I don't have the internet in front of me, and I do know that that is a word that is being used when you say those things.
I like the fact that you're air on the side of the listener, so that, you know, it's that way I have a chance to get a song.
Yeah, yeah, you do have a chance now, and I'm pretty sure Steve will answer it the same way anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah, now that I think about it.
He's a pro.
He is a pro. He's a pro hockey player.
He's not a Joe, he's a pro. For one night, and one night only.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What actress starred alongside George Clooney in the 2013 movie Gravity?
Sandra Bullock.
Yes. Stanley Marsh is a character from what animated sitcom?
South Park.
Yes. What year of the early 2000s did the first Halo video game come out?
2001.
Yes. What is the real first name of rapper Missy Elliott?
Melissa.
Yes. Lincoln is the capital of what U.S. state?
Nebraska.
Yes. What festival was billed as 3 days of peace and music?
Woodstock.
Yes. What color is the L in the typical Google logo?
Red?
No.
Yellow?
No.
Blue?
No.
I almost said the F word.
Oh, please don't. What material are jeans made of?
Dungaree?
No.
Denim.
Yes. What word beginning with the letter D describes a series of rulers from the same family?
Diamonds?
No.
What? Rulers? Like inches?
No. Like people. Like.
Oh, dynasty.
Yes. Who is Mila Kunis married to?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. And Steve, Hold on. 9-7.
All right, fine. It was 9-7. Yeah, I mean, if you can't tell him he's missing, that he's wrong about what he's understanding, you got to let him keep going, right?
He asked a question. The listeners have asked questions in the past and they'll repeat themselves. So if they ask the question, they're wasting their own time.
Yeah, all right.
Anyone 9-7 anyway.
Sorry, Adam. Almost had a perfect time. I wanted a song. I think the whole thing was,
it was
imperfect, if you ask me.
Woo! Haven't heard this in a while.
Felt appropriate. I'm on protest for this whole thing.
But you just complimented me.
I know, but it's over.
It's a roller coaster of emotions on this one.
Taking it back.
The only one you guys both missed. What color is the L in the typical Google logo?
How many colors left is green? Hasn't been said.
And you would be correct there.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Green.
There it is. Green.
I usually say primary colors, but I was thinking the L is pretty far down. So I'm betting that they've already used red, blue, yellow by the time they got to the L. So I think I would have gone with one of the, you know, secondaries on that one.
And you would have gotten it correct. So congratulations there, BJ.
I wonder what was me, like, so do I get a song? Come on, let me.
Nope.
I wonder what the thought process is and why they assign certain colors to certain letters on Google.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why it's a stoner conversation. But you would think if you're going like G, I would go green.
Oh, just because of that?
G and then green,
like one of the O's would be orange, but what would the other one be? Would they just be both orange at that point?
And why is one O red and one O yellow when both G's are blue? When you just keep both O's the same color, man.
Yeah, there's a lot going
on
there,
Steve.
This is
really a stoner conversation.
And why is the E red?
Yeah,
but the O's red, man.
Wow,
they doubled it up.
O-E. I don't know.
They doubled up on the G's.
Yeah,
and they doubled up on the reds.
You think there's a secret language that we don't know about, like a code they're sending out to the people that are in the know?
I don't know, man, but I think it's weird.
Yeah.
There's a whole article about why.
No, there's not.
Yeah, no, there is. But
is it really?
You'll have to Google it.
I think I might bing it. Can we fire Danny today, please?
I'm going to duck, duck, go it.
Yeah, that's a good call. All right. Hey, we got a TV personality that just returned to television after he exposed himself during a Zoom call. You going to hear what he has to say.
Awesome.
At 7:19 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Jeffrey Toobin has returned to CNN for the first time since he exposed himself during a Zoom call.
Wow. That's crazy to think that I forgot about that story until I saw this morning. I was like, wait. Oh, yes, he did do that.
Yeah, it was 8 months ago, and the network pulled him off the air because, well, he was pulling. The New Yorker also fired him, and this was all for exposing himself. And many said, yeah, he was also, like, making love to himself while on the Zoom call.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, not that it's an honest mistake, but if you accidentally were, like, naked and you thought your camera was off, then okay, you know, get a suspension, get a slap on the wrist or something. But if you're also slapping your own wrist in the process.
That's the
like,
problem.
You couldn't wait till you guys were done with the meeting? You couldn't wait till you logged off? Closed the laptop?
He was logging on, if you know what I mean.
I guess he was probably using that laptop for other reasons as well.
Oh,
he probably had some tabs open.
Oh,
I can't wait. I just can't be patient.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, you got to get through those meetings one way or the other, right? I mean, you know, some people eat popcorn, some people sleep.
True.
You know, Jeffrey Toobin decides it's making love time.
I'm glad I go with the popcorn route because I feel like it's less awkward.
Yeah. And even if they catch you, you're not going to get fired for that. But so Jeffrey Toobin came back after being gone for 8 months. And here's Allison Camerata from CNN welcoming him back.
To quote Jay Leno, what the hell were you thinking?
Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much. I think one point, I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me.
You thought that you had turned off your camera?
Correct. I thought that I had turned off the Zoom call. Now, that's not a defense. This was deeply moronic and indefensible, but you know, I have spent the 7 subsequent months, miserable months in my life, I can certainly confess, trying to be a better person. I mean, in therapy, trying to do some public service, but I am trying to become the kind of person that people can trust again.
I mean,
I don't know if I trust him ever again.
Yeah.
He's too stupid to trust. I'd be like, look, I can't trust you. You are deeply moronic.
And I hated that.
You couldn't wait till the meeting was over before you started slapping your wrist?
Yeah. And it's a mitigated apology again. It's like, you know what? It's indefensible, but it's like, you know, the languaging and I suffered for so many months and I went to therapy. Shut up.
Yeah. I would just I would like it more if he was just like, yeah, sometimes you get horny. I don't know.
I was dumb and horny.
I was dumb and horny. My wife wasn't home. Whatever. I don't know. Just
I have a short window of time where I can crank things.
Own it.
And this meeting was going too long. It's on you guys for having long meetings.
I agree. I think that, you know, an answer like that would be more acceptable. But, You know, his demographic, his generation, they just don't under, they don't understand that people just want you to be real, including going, ah, yeah, you know what? I was really feeling it in the moment. I just, you know what? I really had to take the edge off. I'm
he's
sorry.
61.
Yeah. He's my age. He's right in my country, in my, you know.
Well, maybe he accidentally took one of those pills and didn't realize that the meeting was going to, he was trying to time it. I've done that before where I've tried to time like a meal in the oven.
I was going to say you've done what?
No. Yeah. A meal in the oven, quote unquote. Yeah,
gotcha. Okay. Now I know what Steve does when he's got a meal in the oven. I am not going over for any food anytime soon.
Guys, can we hurry this up? That loaf is rising.
Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Wow. So Jeffrey Toobin returned to CNN for the first time since he exposed himself.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And he said what he did was deeply moronic. All right, I agree with that part of it. Based
it's been
on
a hard
this,
time for him ever since then. You know?
He should have said that. That would have been great if he just had a lot of euphemistic statements like that. Oh, yeah.
And just laughed about it.
You know, I've got a firm hold on, you know, it's been a hard time and I don't want to be rigid and, you know, everything, you know, and, you know, I don't want to shaft you people again.
That was very deflated after it all happened.
The best would have been like, look, that meeting should have just been an email. And that's why this happened.
Exactly.
Just blame it on the meeting.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the meeting was boring. I had to do something. He said it was deeply moronic. So based on this, all right, fine. When did you do something that was deeply moronic? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When did you do something that was deeply moronic? We'll take your calls and texts after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Jeffrey Toobin returned to CNN for the first time since he exposed himself during a Zoom call, and he said what he did was deeply moronic. So based on this.
Welcome back there, Jeffrey. I do love that she did pull the, she said, I'm going to quote Jay Leno, the lady that welcomed her back to, welcomed him back to CNN, and said, what the hell are you thinking? That was from the time where Jay Leno interviewed, what was it, Hugh Laurie? And he had the whole the hooker situation.
Oh, you mean Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Yeah.
My bad. I'm sure Hugh Laurie doesn't want that out there.
Yeah, probably not.
He's,
but when he interviews Hugh Grant, he's like, what the hell were you thinking? I think that's funny that you used that line.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the idea is you're not thinking. When you're in that state of mind, you're not thinking at all. But own it. Like Danny said, just own it. Stop with these ridiculously mitigated apologies that are so lame. But you know what? He's back. But at least the only thing I agree with his whole statement was that it was deeply moronic. And we're wondering, based on this, when did you do something that was deeply moronic? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Paul in Bremerton. Paul, you are on the Rock. Hello, Paul.
Paulie. You're on the air.
You know what? I deeply regret going to that call was deeply moronic.
What happened to Paul?
Gone. Man. Gone in 60 seconds.
It's a tough way to start the weekend, losing Paul.
I know. I hope he's okay.
What does Jeffrey do for CNN?
He worked for the New York Times, was he, as well? So I don't know. It was a writer, maybe, that they had come in and comment on stuff?
Like, is he like their money analyst? Or like what?
Yeah, he's a legal analyst.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He knows how to handle his briefs.
That way.
Wow. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, oh no, it came out of somewhere. That's a fact. I mean, hey.
Do you think he was at all nervous, like, moments before they went live?
Oh, yeah.
Or is he, like, so full of himself that he's like, I got this all handled? You know what I mean? Like, some people are just so cocky that they...
As it were. Praising Lana.
That they just don't even think it's a big deal.
Or, hey. Hey.
I can't even try and have a conversation about things.
No, you really can't. Not at all. I'm wondering about, hey, Rev, anything that you've done that you think is deeply moronic in your life?
Oh, yeah. Moving to Arizona for a girl when I was 21.
Oh, that's right. That was the girl who you never even really had any sort of physicality with, right?
No. We met on America Online, as you normally would do.
AOL, baby.
Oh, yeah. And I decided to travel down to Arizona to meet her and, you know, live with her. And live also with what I didn't realize was her actual boyfriend at the time, who was over 50 years old.
Wow.
Did she warn that guy that, hey, I'm inviting another guy and he doesn't know that you're my boyfriend?
Well, he did know I was coming down.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. At least good news.
He took you to dinner.
What kind of a hippie commune was this place?
Brother husbands.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a reality show, it would have been something along those lines at that point in time. No, I kind of...
Did you ever have any sort of physical relations with her at all?
Nope.
I don't know about that.
I believe that.
There's a long
Oh, so you did. Well, now you've always told, you made it feel like you were the sad sack of this story. But
I was the sad sack in that story.
But well, at any point, was it a happy sack?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I mean, if you got to have some action with her, I mean that's the least something.
He ended his whole life. Even if he got like a little bit of a...
I don't know. I feel like if I was Rev at that point in my life where I didn't get a lot of... That might have been worth it. I'm just thinking of me. I'm totally projecting.
Yeah, any port in a storm.
Yeah. Well, you know, during those days where no one was really wanting anything to do with me, I'm thinking of those days.
I would love one day just to sit down with them. I don't know if they're still together. Just to, like, get their...
Oh, they're definitely not still together.
You don't think?
Oh, no. I do realize... No, I found out later on that he ended up moving back to the East Coast, and, yeah, he was a creepo.
Look, unless the woman is Vicky, where she's an old soul in a young body, you just have to figure out that a young person is going to do young person stuff, and they're going to be as loyal as an average young person's going to be when it comes to relationships. If you're an older person, you just got to know that. It's like, if I'm 61... And, you know, I know somebody's in a demographic that's ready to, that's still not really committable, you know, making commitments. I can't be surprised by that. So I don't think he can be surprised that she's like, hey, I got this guy coming. I'm like, yeah, of course you do.
Let me know when he gets here. Yeah. I'll roll out the red carpet.
You're in your 20s. I should be happy that I've had any moments with you being in my 50s. So, but you know, there's no way it's going to be like long term. Come on.
Some of this texture says the deeply moronic thing that they did. They put one of those temporary tattoos on his eye, thinking it would look cool when I opened and closed my eye.
What?
Couldn't open my eye for like an hour.
Oh. Oh, why would you think you could put that on your eye? Nothing can go on your eye but a contact. Why do I sound like Jerry Seinfeld when I'm saying this?
What's the deal with eyes?
Wait, did he put it like on his eyeball or on the lid?
I'm guessing the lid.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was on his eye itself.
That is his eye.
The eyelid is a little bit, I mean, it's not great, but it's still a little
better than
it's still stuck together, and that is a terrifying moment when you can't open your eyes when you really want to.
I agree with that, but I feel a little better about this guy. I guess I should have realized.
I kind of agree. It would look kind of cool, like if you had like, you know, I don't know, like some, like a monkey's mouth.
Like opening.
A monkey's mouth.
You open up your eye, open an eye, it opens its mouth and closes its mouth.
That would be kind of neat.
Can you please get a monkey's mouth tattooed on your eyelid, Steve? Please. I'll pay for it.
Oh, will ya? It's really kind of you.
Oh, will ya?
All of a sudden, my genius ideas that are not pleasant for you. Oh, now you're standing up for yourself.
This was a temporary tattoo, and at no point am I encouraging anyone to do it. I'm just saying it would probably look cool if it was a monkey's mouth.
I agree, which is why wherever you want to go, Steve, monkey's mouth on your eye.
And I will say, temporary tattoos last longer than you think they would, because I drunkenly once put an entire, I had a big sheet of probably over 50 tattoos, and I put it on my entire arm, and I couldn't wash it off for a week.
Dude, when we went to Portland for Munson's, I think it was his bachelor party, and we ended up going to a Portland Pickles game and got wasted, right? And nice. So they had the radio station there. I don't remember what, I think it was like the country station there. It was like the Bull or the Wolf or one of those. They had logos, and they were like, they had temporary tattoo giveaways. So we grabbed a whole bunch of them. We're like, oh, that's so cool. And so when Munson passed don't. We tattooed like his forehead. He gave him, we gave him a tramp stamp.
Oh,
like,
unbelievable.
It was awesome.
And they were there laughing. And they were there like for a couple days, weren't they?
They were there for at least the checkout.
Wow.
When we checked out, the lady at the desk was looking at him like he was crazy.
That's awesome.
And we just said, let's play it up like as if there's nothing wrong with you. Like, there's, like, unless she says something, just.
That's fantastic.
Just check out with a giant radio station logo tattooed on your head.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Take a minute to get off.
Yeah.
They're hard. I didn't mean it.
I know, but it still makes me laugh.
Good old Jeffrey Toobin. He was Toobin, all right. People were sharing online good and bad experiences with celebrities. And one celeb actually helped a Girl Scout sell cookies, while another yelled at a kid for trying to pet his dog. I'll tell you who did this at 740. Make that 750 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.